everybody off to us.
Poolside with Simon Whitfield, currently ranked number 2, and you got a couple Kiwi boys who are looking at your backside racing this weekend, Simon. Obviously, one of the reasons for the trip here must be to finish off the year in number 2.
That was the only reason to get here number 2. I did the math, I did the algebra, the calculus, I did the square root of and tried to figure out if I didn't have to come. No, I'm kidding. I'm glad to be in Cancun, and sure, it's to hold on the second is important.
Been a great season, and although there have been years with Commonwealth Game wins and Olympic Games wins, this certainly has to have been your most consistent year of your entire triathlon career.
Sure, I guess, as you get older, you definitely find that consistency a bit more. I think just the base of training is there. I was thinking about that coming here, that you can pull off things that you might not have pulled off before just because you have that base of training, and I think that served me well this year.
Reflect on what has been an incredible season, including your best ever world championships, a couple more World Cup wins, but maybe equally and more importantly, the birth of your daughter, Pippa.
Yeah, we're having a blast with the little daughter. It's just fantastic. It's my little girl, you know. I love just coming home from swimming. I get to play with her. I take her for when Jenny goes to master swimming. I get to lie there and just stare at her. And it's been a blast, and I'm sure it will continue to be.
Olympics, not that far off on the horizon. Third Olympic Games for yourself. So congratulations on officially being named to your third Olympic Games team. And we haven't done the math, but there's probably less than a half dozen men and women that'll have been at all three Olympics. Talk about this particular Olympic Games with all of the experience you're now bringing in compared to 2000, when you're coming in as a guy without a lot of experience and didn't even really know you're going to be on the team 12 months out.
Yeah, I saw my dad recently, and I said, you know, wow, I can't believe it. It kind of just dawned on me when I saw him, that I was a three-time Olympian, and I don't know if I'd ever really thought of it that way, or I certainly had the goal to go to the Olympics. I wasn't sure about multiple. And so Sydney, I went kind of as a kid, and Athens, I thought I was a hardened veteran, but I'm certainly going to Beijing with that kind of that bright-eyed and fun attitude that I went to Sydney with.
Talk about how important that is, because those of us who watch you race have observed that sort of renewed, just pure passion and enjoyment for the sport, for your training, for the people that you're hanging out and spending time with.
Oh, look, we're just so lucky to do this, and it's an incredible lifestyle and an opportunity to pursue this athletic excellence, and just the people that are involved in it is fantastic, and the locations we get to go to. And I think I just kind of stood back and said, wait a minute, I'm watching some years of the career go by without putting 100% in, so I may as well make hay while the sun shines, I guess, and that's what the goal has been.
This last section of your career, your swim has seemed to just come to a whole new level, and some of your sparring partners, Bruce Davison and others from the 90s, might not have expected to see Simon Whitfield lead out of the water in a World Cup race, but it happened in Kitzbühel, and you really have had a very consistent season of being in the top 4 or 5 out of the water.
Yeah, the Kitzbühel was fantastic, just from a bragging rights perspective. The other day, Colin Jenkins was giving me a hard time at the pool because I was tired, didn't want to lead, and I said, well, hey, you know, one of us has let out a World Cup swim here, and it's not you. So it's been some fodder for some fun, and I was proud of that moment. It's been a long journey.
Take a look at this weekend. It's a race that might benefit somebody who's a little bit more athletic, particularly in the first part of the swim when you've got a good chunk of distance and the water's quite shallow, the run out of the water, a good distance to the transition zone. I saw a big smile on your face when you realized it was likely going to be a beach start and be a little bit more athletic.
That's our sport, you know. It requires a lot, and it's not, I think the dynamics of how we race is exciting, and I think the ITU and the BG World Cup has just done a great job of giving us different venues. So, you know, you race in Kitzbühel and you're jumping into a pond, and you're racing here in Cancun and you're striding into the ocean. And I think that kind of showcases triathlon. It's this multi-discipline and takes a certain athleticism that's fun.
You and your coach, Joel Filial, have really put together a very systematic way this last season. You kept talking about processes, that your, you know, outcomes would come from doing the right things on a consistent basis. How important has that been to have some other sparring partners? Because the first Olympic Games, you went by yourself, the only man. The second Olympic Games, there were two Canadian men, but there looks like a legitimate chance that 4 or 5 Canadian men could be fighting it out for 3 spots for these games.
That's a dream come true for Canada, is to finally have 3 men or 5 men fighting it out for 3 positions and have a realistic shot at that. And I think a lot of it comes from the leadership of just saying, let's raise these expectations and not be satisfied with top 20s and top 16s, and let's go for broke. And that attitude is reflected in their work ethic, and it's very exciting to see.
I saw on your blog an acknowledgement to a very talented young Spanish athlete who you now own his name tag from the Beijing bike racks, and then we're talking about Javier Gomez. For those who haven't been on the inside of the joke, you grabbed Javier's bike name tag to bring home for a little extra motivation. Clearly, you seem to show appropriate amount of respect for his talent and the fact that there's five or six of you who bona fidely are likely going to be fighting it out for those medals.
Oh, look, Xavier is exciting. It's kind of the evolution of our sport. A guy's come along, and he might be the best swimmer there, and then all of a sudden he's a front pack rider, can do anything he wants on the bike, and then he's one of the best runners, if not the best right now. And so I as a tribute to him, I stole his transition zone sign and put it up in my training shed, and I knock it down every once in a while and kick it, scuff it on the floor, so just to see how it looks.
If we're taking a look at the fact that Canada is hosting the World Championships next year, how do you balance the importance of one of the few titles that you don't own, a World Championship gold medal, with also the equal importance that the Olympic Games are in 2008?
Oh, it's difficult. It's very difficult to balance that out, and I'll have to go to Vancouver with still gears left for Olympics, and that's going to be a little bit difficult. Just to, how do you prep through the winter with an eye on January, with, you know, the corner of your eye on June, but your focus on August, and that's going to be a difficult challenge. We'll see how that unfolds.
You're the kind of guy that when you get into a goal, you generally execute. How will you control yourself knowing that there are two big prizes, one even a little larger, as we said, with the Olympic Games? Because it's not often that you have a chance for a World Championship medal at home. You'd have to say that Simon Whitfield will never have that chance again, because it might be another decade before Canada hosts a World Championship. So how important is it for you to try to get that elusive gold medal, you know, at your last opportunity racing at home?
Oh, sure, it's important, and it's important. I'd like to do the process that prepares me to be in shape to do both, and that's what the dominant athletes in our sport have been able to do, is perform whenever they need to, and I'd like to be that kind of athlete, so I'll certainly set that as a goal, and it's going to be just a careful management and preparation, and probably with the years that I've done this, it gives me a bit of an opportunity to do it with just the base of training I have behind me now.
How important do you think it is that some of these athletes, and Gomez would be one of them, haven't been to an Olympic Games when the multiple television cameras, the multiple media requests, the multiple demands from your home population with expectations of a medal, he'll go in as one of the favorite guys? And how important do you think it is that you've been through that a couple of times and you've executed, you've proven that you can deal with the media, where some of the other guys have proven they can win in World Cup races, but not maybe when all the cameras are on you at the same time?
He's going to be sweating, you know, he's got to be sweating. I like Gomez, he's a wonderful, wonderful guy, but he should be sweating because those cameras get on you and it's a big stage and the pressure's on, and yeah, he should sweat.
So the trash talking has begun, and we like it because you guys are terrific part of the big show. Last question, Sunday afternoon, race ends, time for a little bit of relaxation. What's Simon Whitfield going to do in the 6-7 weeks up to Christmas?
Oh, just spend time with PK and Jenny. We're doing a little bit of traveling and just doing the things. It's nice to have a break and get away a little bit and not talk triathlon. And with the daughter, that gives a great, wonderful perspective to it. We'll be down at the beach a lot, I'm sure, singing to her and throwing stones.
For those of us who enjoy the sport, we've enjoyed watching another classic Simon Whitfield season. 9 World Cup wins, number 10 a possibility this weekend, and we wish you best of luck at closing out the season in the number 2 rankings.
There you go. Thank you.